This is Ray Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. So long, labor, peace, and the FCMS. One of the reasons that Trump's flood-the-zone tactics are so effective is that keeping up with the surge of executive orders and chaos forces an inadvertent level of triage. We focus on the big bombers while allow the smaller, equally dangerous drones slip behind our lines. Take the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, FMCS, as a good example. Well known within the ranks of labor and labor unions, FMCS is an independent federal agency created as part of the Labor Management Relations Act of 1947, better known as the notorious Taft-Hartley Act. The agency was sort of a small rose offered in exchange to a clawback of union rights and a concerted effort to regulate unions more aggressively. Congress, by statute, mandated FMCS to resolve industrial conflict and promote labor management, peace, and cooperation, minimizing the impact of these disputes on the free flow of commerce. Recently, in another of Trump's daily diet of executive orders, he directed the agency to be shuttered and for DOGE to see to it. Despite the agency having been created by Congress, Trump papered over his unilateral action by saying words to the effect of, except as mandated by law. In other words, maybe you could stop this if you sue, but meanwhile we'll cut the agency. Does this save any real money? Not really. As The Guardian pointed out, it's only 0.0014% of U.S. budget, despite saving $500 million in preventing economic losses annually. FMCS hardly has more than 200 workers, and most of them are mediators. A handful will be left once the reductions in force are completed. This won't be the end of the world, but neither is it insignificant. FMCS carries a list of some 1,000 arbitrators, for example. Almost all of our union contracts name FMCS as a source for mediators, if needed, and arbitrators as required. The more expensive and, frankly, less objective list for workers, the American Arbitration Association will now be the only big source. Was gutting FCMS really news in the United States? No, not really. There was no mention in the news of the day as covered by the Times, Journal, or Post. I found a report in The Guardian, an English paper, but I had to search for it. I'd gotten an email mentioning the order from an email listserv. The attack on workers and their unions by the Trump administration has in essence become so common as to become trivial and mundane. The Trump administration is clear. It has no interest in labor peace. It wants control of labor, pure and simple. I'm not sure any union is going to the wall to save FMCS. It's not a mortal blow, but yet another flesh wound as Trump, Musk, and their crew mouth platitudes about the value of labor while doing everything they can to subdue and suppress workers and their organizations. This is Wade Brathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.